the goal is not to like love your body. It's to know that it's not the most important thing about you and to know that it's not the most important aspect of your life.
My name's Becca, and this is Unqualified Adulting. Join me for honest conversations about life, mental health, relationships, and everything in between. I'm not a professional, just a person who loves talking about the things that make us human. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, because adulting is hard sometimes. And let's get into it. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unqualified Adulting. And if you're just tuning in, my name is Becca, and I love talking about life, relationships, mental health, and the things that make us human. I'm super passionate about self-growth and living the best and most fulfilling life that I can. This week, I have on a very special guest who has graced this podcast before. We are going to be talking about a topic that so many people go through, which is struggling with body image and body confidence and dating. My guest this week's name is Emily. She is a student at Boston University and she runs Eat With Care, which is an eating disorder recovery blog. And you can find her on Instagram at Eat With Care and on her website, letseatwithcare.com. She is a good friend of mine and has been on the podcast before to talk about her eating disorder and recovery, which I believe is episode 7. So you can feel free to check that out as well. Emily and I talk about our eating disorders and recovering from an eating disorder, but today we're going to be talking about body image and dating. Before we get into this week's episode, pause this episode right now. Pause it. And go over to Apple and leave this podcast a rating and a review. I would absolutely love it if you could do that. And then tune back in, of course. And leave or don't. Do it at the end, whatever you feel. But I would absolutely love it if you can give this podcast a rating and a review on Apple and subscribe on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow on Instagram at Unqualified Adulting and share this podcast with a friend or whoever you feel like would enjoy it. I would really appreciate it. It would help to grow this podcast and I would love nothing more. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram, as I mentioned, at Unqualified Adulting. Feel free to send me a photo of your dog. I don't have a dog, but I really want a dog. And maybe I'll even send you a meme back or a photo of a cute animal. I don't know if we feel like it. Let me know what you think. And let's get into this week's episode with Emily from Eat With Care. Anywho, today we thought we would... today we thought we would talk about a topic that you and I have both struggled with all the time. I shouldn't say all the time because we've definitely gotten way better at this, but this is a topic that I think everyone has struggled with at some point. And if not, then turn this episode off. No, I'm just kidding.
Good for you.
Stick around.
Yeah, and please send us some tips about how you don't struggle with this.
Today's topic is body image and dating. It's a tricky topic to talk about because there's a lot of things that go into it, but we're obviously going to share our personal experiences with it, things that we've learned, and just kind of how we approach dating these days, feeling a little bit less insecure about ourselves.
That's an excellent way to frame it. I like how you're acknowledging that we used to not be this way, because that is so true. It's only within the past, like, I would say year or so that I felt like pretty unwaveringly confident despite whatever's happening in my dating life. And I say that as if like I have a dating life right now. I don't, but we're getting there.
Yes. I mean, it's been tough too, because like we have been in the midst of a global pandemic. So I feel like dating for the most part has been like, if you've been participating in it, at least for me, for the most part, it's been virtual, like
participating dating in apps. The dating world. Sign me up.
Who here is participating in the dating world? Yeah.
I'm on the outskirts, like trying to get in, but then I scurry away like once I like fear commitment, and then I'll like dip my toe in again and then run away. How do you think dating makes you hyper focused on your body image?
I think that's a fantastic question. I think with dating, at least I in the past always used to be super hyper focused on just myself in general when I was dating. I am dating, but I'm just not as hyper focused on my body image anymore. I always used to blame how I looked for my inability to like find a romantic relationship or find love or whatever. I wasn't looking for the right things. I was just so preoccupied on the fact that like I was feeling lonely and I wanted to find a boyfriend. I was like, I'm so desperate for love, but I'm not finding it. So it must be because of the way that I look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like desperate for validation. validation too. Like, not even like I never had a boyfriend until like late in my college years. And so I always thought that my singleness was like a direct correlation of my unattractiveness and my body. And so whenever I was like on a dating app, or when, you know, I was, you know, talking to guys or whatever the case, I was like, it's not even because I liked them necessarily. It was because I thought that I liked them because they made me feel validated, because I thought that they liked me back. And I thought that that made me like a beautiful, desirable person.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that you didn't have a boyfriend until college, because like I still have friends and I'm out of college now that have never had boyfriends. And like, they're incredible, smart, beautiful women.
Yeah. I unfortunately became like upset. I feel like there are people out there in the world that can be single like for longer than like I was, but still feel totally secure in themselves. But because of my lack of experience with guys, like, it wasn't even that I didn't have a boyfriend until college. Like, I literally did not talk to guys until college. Like, I didn't have any guy friends in high school, like no interaction with males. And so I became hyper fixated on being in a relationship, and coupled with my like increasing insecurity in my body, it just created a perfect storm in college. Like you said, just like looking for a relationship for the wrong reasons, and then finding myself in relationships where I still felt like shit about my body and being like, oh my God, like, what do I do?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that too. And like, I feel like I've always struggled with finding, not necessarily even finding a relationship, but just finding confidence in dating. Like, a lot of it had to do with the fact that like, when I was growing up, I feel like I was never a girl that I feel like guys were attracted to, or at least that's exactly what I thought. And like, I've like literally had crushes on guys since I was like in preschool.
Yeah,
always. And back in the seventh grade, there was this one guy who like I really, really liked, because I sat next to him in social studies and he liked me back, but he was like, quote unquote, like a popular guy, whatever. And I remember like he was about to ask me out. We were like talking on like AIM, I think it was, or something. And then this was on a Friday, and then he came back on Monday, and all of his popular friends had convinced him that I wasn't cool enough for him and he shouldn't date me. So he literally just like left me. Seventh grade love. But that's
so heartbreaking. That's like really sad.
Yeah. And I feel like in high school too, I never really had attention from guys. And like, I didn't really have my first boyfriend until I was a senior in high school. So I feel like not having attention from guys when you're like younger, when you start college, a lot of people are like, well, now's the time to find a boyfriend. Like, I'm in college, or like, now's the time to like get tons of attention from guys. College in itself is like one of those whirlwinds where like, at least where I went to school, where like you're going out and like you want to look good and like you want to be attractive so that guys notice you. And I think that's kind of like the wrong reason to A, be dating, or B, be looking for external validation in yourself. Because like, if you don't have confidence in yourself as a person, and if you don't like the way that you look, having attention from guys is A, isn't going to change it. But B, if you don't get attention from them, or even if you do, like, you're not going to find confidence in yourself anyway.
Yes. And it's hard to believe that if you're feeling insecure and you're single, it's hard to believe that like being in a relationship wouldn't make you more confident. Unfortunately, it took me a couple, well, like one very toxic relationship, and then a couple of like failed, like talking to guys situations, for me to realize that like, okay, I was dating for the wrong reasons, and I needed to build my confidence in my body and in my personality before I could go out on the prowl again. Because if you feel empty inside, another person is not going to fill you up in the way that we believe, especially in college. Like you were saying, like, you get to college and you're like, I'm going to find my husband here, like, or like, I'm going to, you know, be dating all the time and whatever. And then when that doesn't happen and you're insecure, it just expedites the insecurity, and it's a whole cycle.
Yeah. And I also think, especially in college, like, I always found myself in this cycle of like comparing myself to my friends and to other people. Like, if a guy was hitting on them, or if a guy was like not coming up to me or something, I'd be like, well, I must be the ugly friend, and that's like why I'm not getting attention. And I think it's difficult, obviously, because like in dating, like a lot of it has to do with not even necessarily looks, but like attraction to one another. So obviously people are going to have types, like you have types, like other people have types, for people that they're attracted to. So then I think what I used to get so caught up in, the fact I was like, well, if I lose weight, then I'm going to be more attractive, constantly trying to change my body, even if I don't feel a sense of self-worth or love for myself. And it's like, what am I specifically out here looking for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that relates to, like, I feel like a mindset that a lot of us get into when we're dating is, like, adjusting yourself based on the person that you're talking to. Like, that's at least something that I really struggled with in college, was, like, never fully being myself with a guy. Like, I – whether it was, like – losing a bunch of weight before meeting up with them, or if I met them on a dating app, or like not showing my full personality. It was like, I just was never myself. And then like in the one relationship that I was in, I wasn't myself entering it. So then throughout the whole relationship, I was like, well, if I show this true side of me, or if I gain weight or whatever, they're not going to like me anymore. And then it was just like terrible. But on the flip side of that, if you are like 100% naturally yourself and confident in that, you'll be able to move through the dating world in like such a more positive and beneficial way, because you'll find the people that like you for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, looks aside, like when you take time to actually understand like who you are as a person and what you want from a relationship, and also just like what makes you happy, what makes you feel fulfilled, what makes you feel good, then you're also going to have this sense of self-worth that I think we're all constantly working on. I don't think it's something that you just instantly arrive at and you're like, wow, I'm the most confident, like brilliant, wonderful, amazing person in the world. Like finding self-validation and self-worth is, I think it's something that we're all constantly striving to work towards, and like being more confident in ourselves and being more secure in who we are. And like when you start to really focus on who you are as a person and what you want from a relationship, you're not going to settle or even look for people who are not going to give you that, because like there's no point in trying to date someone or trying to attract someone who is not going to fulfill you in that way anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like for a very long time, if somebody didn't match with me on like a dating app, I took it personally and I was like, oh my God, I'm ugly and I need to change myself. Whereas now I'm at the place where I feel pretty like I was saying, like unwaveringly like good about myself most days, where that doesn't affect me. So I know that I'm in this for the healthy and right reasons.
How do you think you shifted your mindset from constantly thinking about like your body image and how you looked and the way it affected the way you were dating to the place that you're in right now?
Just,
it's a tricky question. I know I'm hitting you with the hard stuff.
It's a tricky question, but I took dating like out of the equation for a long time in college. I was, again, like really hyper-focused on finding a boyfriend. And so I didn't have that like mental time and space to focus on building up my own confidence. And I'm also grateful for that like one toxic relationship that I was in, that like, it's all the evidence that I need that getting into a relationship for the wrong reasons will lead you to a lot of pain. So like I use that as evidence for me in my dating life now, like knowing that a person isn't going to fix me. And also that like I want to be in a relationship where I can be 100% naturally me, and that person accept me fully. Like I'm done adjusting myself for other people, because that's freaking exhausting. Because that, like if somebody likes you but you're not being your full self, you're like, well, I can't be my full self now because they like me at this fake level. So if I fully show my, it's just like a terrible mindset to be in. I don't know if that answered your question, but it's just, yeah.
No one has time to A, not be themselves, B, to spend time with people who don't like them.
Yeah.
For who they
also
are.
Also, people can sense if you're not being real. Like, I feel like I've gotten to the point where I'm like, my most like attractive self is just me being like 100% naturally me. Like, that's how mm-hmm. I genuinely feel. But what about you? How do you not take rejection personally?
Well, I mean, I think this has to backtrack in terms of like not blaming my body for rejection and like not blaming the way that I look in terms of rejection. I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, I mean, both you and I have overcome eating disorders, which has been definitely something that was a struggle for a really long time. But I think a huge part of my eating disorder was stemmed from the fact that like I never was happy with my body, and I always felt like I wasn't, you know, skinny enough, or I wasn't pretty enough, or I didn't look good in like whatever clothes, or like I didn't look good like in a bathing suit, and I didn't look good in pictures. That's what I used to think about myself, and a lot of the eating disorder was driven by being accepted by men, by being worthy and beautiful, and like then being worthy of a relationship. And I think, you know, having overcome an eating disorder has really translated a lot into the way that I date now, because like, I'm not going to lie, I was just freaking exhausted from trying to constantly change my body to please other people and to please myself and to want to like look a certain way all the time, that like, I've just gotten to this point where like, maybe I'm not always going to be 100% confident about my body, but like, you only have one body and one face and like one life. And like, you're, if you spend your whole life constantly preoccupied about what other people think about the way that you look, it's like you're going to waste so much time and energy on that, that you're never going to find happiness or love or validation in yourself. It's just never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because like, you're going to waste so much of your time being so worried about what other people think about you, that like, screw what other people think about you. Like, you should, first of all, you should be caring what you think of yourself. And then after that, it's like, well, who else matters?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing about like, you, I just so excitedly, I was like, yes.
No, I mean, I love the energy.
But that's what I realized. I feel like for so long, I felt empty inside. So I was like, oh, I'm going to look for a partner in order to make me feel fulfilled. Whereas now I am single and I'm okay with that. I'm fully aware that another person is not going to make me feel more complete, which is actually really empowering, because it makes looking for a partner and looking for a boyfriend less, it just holds less weight and it's less serious. Like, it's more fun when I'm just like, okay, if this person says no to me, like, I can still feel confident in myself. If this person doesn't like me back, that doesn't need to like make me want to go lose 10 pounds in order to please them. Like, I am whole alone. And so it makes whatever relationship I get into next, it'll just make it that much healthier.
Yes, I agree. And it's like, you can spend so much of your life trying to find yourself in someone else instead of finding it in who you are as a person. And it's like, I wrote this down. Hold on.
Dear diary.
I said, you can spend all of your time trying to fix what you look like to find external worth and validation, or you can go out there and be who you are. And like, I know we sound like we're being super like preachy and like, just love yourself and go out there. But I think it comes, we just feel so passionate about this train of thought and this way of thinking, because Emily and I, for years, tried to solve all of our life's problems with changing the way that we looked. Mm-hmm. And it literally solved none of them and just created more.
Yes. It's not a cliche when people are like, you have to love yourself first before you can be with a partner. Like, I never believed that, because I was like, screw you. I've been single forever and I'm miserable and I hate myself, you know? So, but again, I hate to refer back to that toxic relationship again. I don't want to give him that airtime. But it really, like, that's all the evidence I need, and hopefully you out there listening need. Like, if you feel like you have the same mindset that like I did in the past, or that Becca did in the past, like, look at me. Look at me as evidence for the fact that you don't need a relationship to make you whole, and being in a relationship is not going to fix all of your body image issues. In fact, I've never felt more terrible about my body than I did when I had a boyfriend, which is crazy, because I believed that it would be the opposite.
Yeah. And I think if you're struggling with feeling confident in your body and the way that you look, I think it all has to come down to asking yourself, why do I feel this way? I feel like if you ask yourself, why do I feel this way? A lot of times, like, if I feel insecure about my body and I look at myself in the mirror and I go, why do I feel this way? And then I go, well, what if like this person doesn't find me attractive? What if I don't look good in this? What if I don't look good in that? You look at the people who are closest to you and like who love you for who you are as a person, and like, they don't care what you look like. And I know it's different for relationships and for dating, because like, there is the attractiveness component and like the attraction component to it. But like, you're never going to be everyone's type. And just like, not everyone's going to be your type. And like, if you're just looking for someone who likes you for the way that you look, then like, maybe that's something that you also need to think about and like address, because it, I just lost my train of thought.
It.
And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
And it is that.
Well, and it's insane. And I want to ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think you have to be fully confident about your body to go out there and date?
I think so.
It stumped you there.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's possible to be like fully 100% confident in your body all of the time, ever. So like, I think going back to, and that's not like a discouraging thing to say. It's just realistic. And I think that
it's the truth.
Yeah. For me, when I say that I'm like unwaveringly confident, it does not mean that I don't have really bad body image days, or that I don't get triggered sometimes because of my body image, or that, you know, getting, you know, rejected by a guy doesn't always hurt my feelings. It just means that it doesn't affect my like mood and my behaviors in the way that it did in the past, if that makes any sense. And I think that that's important before entering a relationship. You need to assess, like, if a guy were to say that, like, he's not attracted to you because of your body, would that break you? Or would you be like, okay, your opinion doesn't matter? It's possible to get to the second one. I'm at the second one, I feel like. Is that making sense?
Sure.
Oh my God. Yeah, it makes sense. It was a long pause. I'm like, what'd I say?
No. No, that makes so much sense.
Do you feel like if a guy were to literally like message you on Hinge and be like, I don't think that you're attractive at all, would that like upset you? Or would you be like, okay?
Listen, I think it would be a very interesting Hinge message to receive. I would applaud his honesty. And then I would cry myself. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's a hard question, but I think I agree with what you're saying in terms of like, if your body image and the way that you look is the sole focus and preoccupation of your life, that's when I think you need to reassess and figure out some sort of way to try to overcome that. And it's not easy. I think we can sit here and talk about it from the other side, having recovered from eating disorders, having done the mental work to not solely focus on blaming our bodies for everything and not having our bodies be our only source of confidence and our only source of validation. But I think it's definitely possible. I think what I'm like trailing, I'm flailing here, but
you as a therapist, you're like,
No, what I'm trying to say is I think having confidence in yourself holistically does not come from you just instantly like reaching a certain body image ideal and then being like, I'm confident. I think it comes from finding self-worth in various different areas of your life and being confident in who you are and your personality and the things you know concretely about yourself that are true. And I also think it takes practice. I think it takes conscious effort to feel insecure about yourself and your body and then say, hey, me changing my body isn't necessarily going to fix all these things that I feel about myself. So while I'm at this size and while I am feeling this way, what can I do to address the actual mental aspects of how I'm feeling?
Oh, the practice comes down to, and like the mental work to build your confidence comes down to, again, like feeling insecure in those moments and not letting it affect your behavior. So whether that means like you're feeling insecure, but you're still going to go on that dating app tonight and you're still going to like talk to people, or you're feeling really insecure, but you're still going to go out with your friends. Feeling really insecure, but you're still going to wear this outfit that you had planned out, even though your body image is like really bad. And it's like, once you do that and expose yourself to the discomfort of like, you know, talking to people and being out in the world, even when your body image sucks, like you realize, oh my gosh, like the world isn't crashing and burning around me. Nobody has come up to me and said that you're the ugliest, most disgusting person I've ever seen. Like all of my fears about my body aren't being realized. So maybe it's not that big of a deal. I think that that's where like confidence, body confidence comes from. It's not, the goal is not to like love your body. It's to know that it's not the most important thing about you and to know that it's not the most important aspect of your life. So I think that that applies to like dating too, because when you, now, like going on a date, it's not like, oh my God, do I look okay? Like, blah, blah, blah. And like, that's the only focus. It's like, oh, like, what conversations are we going to have? Am I going to like this person's personality? Like, is he going to find me pretty? Like, that it's just a small piece of it, but it's not the whole piece.
You're never going to be attractive to everyone. Like, there's probably going to be tons of people who don't find you attractive. There's tons of people who probably don't find me attractive. But who you are as a person and your personality and like what you bring to the table that's like so awesome about you is something that I think is what you should 100% be focusing on, because like the way you make people feel is so much more important than the way that you look, because like there's a ton of models out there. There's a ton of hot people literally everywhere walking around. And like, yeah, you look at them and you're like, damn, like they look great. But like, you kind of have to accept the fact that like most people don't look like models. Like I don't look like a model. Like, but also like everyone has their own unique body type. You thinking that once you achieve looking a certain way, like once you achieve looking like whatever size, whatever shape you want to look like, is going to fix and improve your dating life dramatically. Like you can spend your whole life trying to like achieve whatever way you want to look like, thinking that that's what's going to bring you a successful and fulfilling relationship or successful and fulfilling love life. You just wasted so much time and energy fixating on that as opposed to like accepting who you are as a person and going from there.
Yeah. All of what you just said is really hard to believe. I feel like when you are a young person, like especially in college, because you go to parties to like meet people, but then like you mentioned this example of like guys coming up to your friends but not you. Like I can relate so deeply to that, and I used to just take that as like, oh my God, I am so disgusting. Like, I need to change myself so that I can get that sort of validation, like, when I go out. But like you said, like, what are you working towards? Like, yeah, like, maybe if I looked, like, physically different, more people would, like, approach me, like, initially. But then if I'm not working on, like, my confidence and my personality and, like, the things that I'm passionate about, like, you're going to have that initial like physical attraction to somebody, but then it's just going to fizzle out. Like we keep mentioning attraction as like an important part of the relationship, and it is definitely, but attraction isn't just physical. Like you can be attracted to somebody's personality, their, you know, their likes. And that's what makes a relationship last, I think. Like, I don't think anybody that like, you know, I mean, some people fall in love at first sight, but like that like initial lust for like you're making a face like no.
I just don't believe in love at first sight.
Exactly. Like I don't think it's real either. So I think like just again questioning yourself, what am I working towards? Am I working towards that like swipe on a dating app that like gives me like a burst of happiness, or am I working towards like wanting to find like a really healthy, long-lasting relationship?
No, I agree with you 100%. And like your personality, I mean, like I feel like this sounds like literally the most cliche advice ever, but like your personality and who you are as a person is literally the most important thing about you, because it is who you are as a person.
Yeah, and it can make, like, you've mentioned this before, like, there are people in your life that you, like, find attractive because of their personalities, but if you saw them on a dating app, like, you wouldn't think twice about them. Like, I
have said that before, yeah. Yes.
She can confirm. Like, me too. There are people in my life that I have, like, put on a pedestal as, like, so attractive. And then once I get to know them, I'm like, I see you physically differently now. Like, I am no longer attracted to you. It's just more proof that, like, somebody's soul and heart and personality can make them present differently to you physically. So like physical attraction, it doesn't even just need to be that like initial, like what does your form look like? And like, what, how is your face structured? Like you can look differently to a person, like based on like the vibe you give off. You can build an attraction to somebody as opposed to like, you know, you could just like lose your attraction. I think that that's why it's important to like get out and meet people and actually talk to them and like be with them in person and get to know their personality, because even if they're not quote unquote your type, you can totally build that attraction to them physically. And it just goes to show that body image, it's just like, oh my God, like on the back burner when it comes to dating, when like for a lot of my life, it was in the forefront of my mind.
I feel like this is a really great place to end this.
Me too, Becca. And thank you for listening, guys.
If you've made it this far, which we hope you have, hello.
Goodbye.